Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. This week's live recording artist is Nathan Hiltz. Nathan is a jazz guitarist based here in Toronto, Canada. He was born on the east side of Canada. Almost made you sound like you're from the hood, you know, the east side.
Beach, the hood.
That's why you have a personality, man. You're from New Brunswick.
Almost. Nova Scotia.
I get those two confused every stinking time. He was born in Nova Scotia, then moved to Toronto in 1999, just before the apocalypse. Since then, he's recorded with such artists, the northern artists, Bernie Senensky. Bernie was here, wasn't he?
Sure.
Bernie played with...
Everybody?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Dizzy Gillespie?
No. Joe Barber, Del Deco, Brant Distraheft. Is that how you say that right?
Brandy Distraheft?
Yeah. There's no I in it. It just says brand.
Sorry about that. My mistake.
Anyways, played with a lot of cool cats. And he is here in the studio again. This is your third time, I think, man.
It is, yeah.
We have not had any other musicians here that often. Oh, except Ken Whiteley, because it's the folk gospel thing, you know. Right. Yeah. So welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back, Nathan Hiltz.
Yeah.
And tell us about this new release that's happening in your world these days.
Well, It's robot cop music, long story short.
What?
Yeah. So
you know you're going to spend the rest of your life explaining this.
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to explain. Like, I really need a reason to write something, you know?
Yeah.
And so in this particular case, I heard, I think it was the show Chips. You remember the show Chips, you know?
Eric Estrada and the blonde guy.
I kind of liked the soundtrack of that one, you know? I thought it was cool.
How did that go again? I can't remember.
I can't bring it to mind now.
No.
I wish I used a different example.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway. So I thought that I would imagine in my mind cop show.
Yeah.
And then write the soundtrack to the show.
Whoa.
So my cop show, the cop show that's in my head, I believe everyone has their own inner cop show. And my inner cop show
Starsky and Hutch.
Well, no. That's...
What?
Is that your inner
cop
show?
Yes, that's mine. Sorry, I just had a Tourette's moment there. Yes.
Yeah. So mine it would be like Spanish and it, like placed in, you know, Cancun, Mexico.
Okay.
And there's a tall... blue robot and a skinny, like a short, fat, red robot. And
do you have a social life?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. A little bit.
That is whack.
Just a little bit. Mostly, my social life is mainly with my three-year-old daughter, so we're just make-up stories all the time.
I love
so
it.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, sure it does.
But anyway, so I tried to, you know, get every kind of theme that you need in a cop show. Like, you need a victorious-sounding thing.
Yes.
You need a scary-sounding thing.
Yes.
You need a sexy love-sounding tension one. Yeah.
So did you put a little brown chicken brown cow in there?
Yeah, there's definitely some funkiness.
Okay.
And, and I'm not done writing, you know, so there'll be more songs that are related to this. I mean, it's just like a way to get me to, you know, write something on a blank page, essentially, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as jazz for kids? Like a jazz album for kids?
Oh, there must be. Yeah,
because you got the kids, you got the jazz.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I play for it all the time.
It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
In a way, I think kids maybe could get into jazz a little better than adults who can't. You know, I mean, kids can't sit still either, but adults can't really sit still very well.
Yeah.
Kids, though, you know, they can get swept away. They have less of a wall up. You know.
Yeah. Hey, can you please introduce your humans?
Sure. Absolutely.
Not the robot cops.
Bass, I have
humans.
Michael Herring on the bass.
Michael Herring on the bass.
And Rebecca Hennessy on the trumpet.
Hello, Michael Herring on the bass.
Hello.
Nice to meet you again.
Thanks.
You've been here twice.
I think this is my second time.
Yeah. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, I was here with Kara Matthew, great singer.
Give everyone a little sample of that beast you're holding up, please. Listen to the resonation in that baby. So you told me earlier that this double bass or stand-up bass that you have in your hands is worth about $250.
That's right. $257.
Dude, is this a $10,000 instrument?
Maybe. I'm really lucky. I bought it for quite cheap, like about $4,000 in 1996, the year I moved to Toronto.
Okay.
And it had been in pieces. And
you bought a double bass in pieces?
No, it was no longer in pieces. This great repair guy, Ludi Pollock, had been putting it back together.
Oh, okay.
And I bought it from him. And
it
had a long settling period. I have definitely sunk some money into it over the years, getting it happy.
Right.
And it's not...
So do you take it to a luthier who tweaks it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it's not stamped, so no one knows what year it's from or where it's from, which makes it affordable.
So you can put your own stamp in there and make it more valuable, like put 1837...
True, I never thought of that. I should, yeah. I played a bass in a store in New York where they had this French bass from the 1800s, and every owner had signed the back.
No. Bass.
And so it was like this cool, like,
how much?
It was like a $20,000 US
kind
of bass.
Oh, my goodness.
It was cool, though, you know, because like, I wish I wasn't smart enough when I was 18 or 19 and I got this bass to ask the person who the previous owner was. And I wish, always wish I knew, because...
So wait, what I got out of that was you were not smart enough at 18 or 19 years old.
True. I guess it's no one is.
There's a theme in that. I'm so glad you're back because, well, I like you. You're a nice human being, but I also really like that big stick you're holding. So
thanks
for coming back.
Good to be here.
There's a lady in the house, and her name is Rebecca. No, what is your name again?
Rebecca.
That's what I said. Is it?
Yeah.
That's the second time I surprised myself with getting the right name.
Yeah, it's surprising. There's a lot of letters in my name. That's why.
How do you spell it? A H or C C?
R E B.
Yeah.
E C C A.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
My last name is Hennessy, like the cognac.
Right.
Not to be forgotten.
What ethnic background is that Hennessy?
Probably Irish.
Yeah, I was going to go with that. But the cognac's not. That's not an
it's
Irish
French,
cognac,
I think.
It? Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a lot of people in Canada. My family comes from a lot of different places.
Yes.
Including Turkey. So.
Okay. You are a trumpet player, and can I just be a sexist middle-aged guy?
No, you can't actually.
What I'm trying to get at is I just don't see many female trumpet players. Is there a reason?
Maybe because you don't go
out. Maybe because I don't look. I don't go out right under the bus.
You know, you had to know.
Yeah, I know.
We got a vibe. It's good.
Can you give everyone a little sample of this beast that you are
sure.
about to play? All right. That's a lovely little instrument. Do you have to have different lips to play a trumpet versus a trombone?
Yeah, you have to have a bigger embouchure for trombone, but you don't have to necessarily own bigger lips. You just have to use them differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can have a different.
So
embouchure.
I don't have to go to eBay and get a
different set of
bigger
lips. You know, like the candy lips. You don't have to buy those. Yeah.
Those are good. I miss those. Yeah. Mm. Tell me something about Nathan Hiltz that you'd like the rest of the world to know.
Me?
Yeah.
He has a really cool podcast called Body Electric.
Ooh.
And he's a very good interviewer as well as yourself. He's very cool. And
sorry, did you just call me cool?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm British.
It's recorded.
Yeah, I think Nathan is one of the best musicians in Canada. And
he is.
And he writes really cool music and is a very humble, lovely human.
Do you know any...
He's crying now.
Oh, let's move away from that. Do you know any, like, you guys are in the jazz genre. Do you know any jazz people that are, like, irritatingly hyper, silly, or is everyone kind of cool and laid back? Let's get generalizing here.
That's a good question.
I don't know any hyper jazz people is what I'm trying to say.
Hmm.
Do you, Nathan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So that's a real thing.
I think of maybe Adrian Ferrugia.
the pianist as being a somewhat hyper
right.
personality.
Right. Okay, right? Let me retract. What I really wanted to say was I don't know any hyper double bass dudes.
Oh, yeah, Don Thompson. I mean, he played a million notes.
Okay,
yeah.
What I'm trying
a million
to say
notes, more notes than anybody in the world.
What I'm trying to say is...
Jim Vivian?
Yeah,
he's hyper.
Oh, man.
No, he's high functioning.
Chilling his own way. I don't know.
Can we just get the show back on track, please? Nathan Hiltz will be performing on March 27th at the Rex Hotel in Tirana, 6:30 to 8:30, for his Robot Cops album release Partey. He'll be joined by Rebecca Hennessy on trumpet. I've met her. Michael Herring on bass. I know him. And Tim Shea, is that how we say it?
Yeah, on drums.
On drums.
Yeah. There's actually one more that maybe I forgot to put on there. Lawrence Cotton is going to be playing rhythm guitar and singing one of our songs. Our outro song has lyrics.
You've got some great stage names here. We got Hennessy, Herring, Shea, and Cotton. Yeah. There's no Smiths. We don't have time for Smiths. So listen, so many questions, not really a whole lot of time to get well, you're putting your hand up for a question. So my first question is, does this group actually have a name?
Well, we kind of go by Robot Cops sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean...
So if I said Nathan Hiltz and the Robot Cops, would that be jiggy?
You could do that, sure. Okay. Or just call us Robot Cops or, We play often at a club in Toronto called Reposado on Wednesday nights. Not like every night, every Wednesday night, but once or twice a month we play there.
Yeah.
And it's their gig, Rebecca and Michael's gig, and... They play like original music all the time. And anyone that comes in there can bring their tunes and play them and try them out with a band. And they read really well and play really well. So these tunes have all kind of happened there.
Yeah.
That's where they've been workshopped. That's where they've been shedded. That's been my sort of thing. Like, I have this gig with them. I can write something today and play it tonight. So that's where it developed. So, yeah, sometimes when we go play there, you write it on Facebook. It's Robot Cops. That's what we call it. So,
I like it.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
I might have named the band.
You might have.
I think you did, yeah.
You named the band. You band neighboring you. So, what's your name again? Nathan.
Hi.
Do you have one or two offspring?
Just one.
Yeah.
Yep, just one.
They say life changes after you have chillin'. Is that true?
Yeah.
Like, not just superficially chillin', I'm tired and stuff like that, but your soul. Do you feel different as a human?
Yeah, I know what true love is now.
Dude, that was my first answer.
Never knew,
Or, hold on. Yeah. I used to say, what was it that I always used to say? Unconditional love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because you can drop them down the stairs. I'm not advocating that. and they cry and have their ouchy time or whatever, but then they love you again.
Yeah. Oh, loving you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far she loves me back.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes as she becomes a teenager. But
yeah. It can get weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I just want her to do anything she wants to do. It's great.
Do you want her to get into jazz, though? Are you like? Sure, did you wait? Are you the kind of dad that put headphones on your woman's tummy and played jazz to your baby when
No,
they were...
not so much. No, we play. We played music all the time. We did a tour of the West Coast. Her mother's a great singer, and her name's Melissa Lauren. And we did. We were on tour for like 2 weeks when she was 8 months pregnant, 7.5 months pregnant.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. So the baby, she definitely has a lot of music in her. She makes up songs, all the time.
That's cool.
It's fun.
That's cool.
She can play C on ukulele, too.
C?
C chord. Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking S-E-A. I thought it was a whole song on the ukulele that she played. If you weren't playing guitar, what's your second love?
Oh, I don't know. Photography, maybe?
Really?
Yeah. Photography's pretty fun. Yeah.
Tell us about the blog.
Well, it's basically, mainly I hang out with guitar players and just talk about
how
to be a guitar player.
Or,
not the gear so much, but as the process and especially jazz, like how you would be a jazz player. But I've also been with some bass players and trumpet players, like this one, Rebecca.
You allowed Rebecca on the show, on the guitar?
Yeah, it was great. It was a good time.
What's the show called? I was thinking of a name for your
show. Body Electric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, I was thinking G-string, but...
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't look very good in a G-string.
No, stop it. Oh, man. I was hungry till
I feel good in a G-string, but...
We did nerd out a little earlier with the guitar players. You know, back in the day, I was right into Joey Satz and Steve Vai and Eric Johnson. He's much more melodic. Eric Johnson is more like a Holdsworth style, I think. Would that be fair to say?
Sure, yeah. There's a connection there for sure. He definitely hears every melody he plays.
Right.
Holdsworth... beautiful, though. I was surprised when you mentioned him. Like, he says,
wait, does that make me cool?
He makes you very cool. Yeah.
Yes!
yeah, you're hip, man. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing hip people don't say.
You're hip, man?
Let's song. What are we doing, kids?
Okay, well, this is going to be the love theme. So if you're listening at home, you can imagine in your mind a couple robots on the beach, and one of them's like a girl, a beautiful girl robot, and the sun's setting,
this
you know,
is
and
weird.
The sand there, and the... And they're just, you know, having a very romantic moment on the beach, and this is hopefully the song that would be playing in the background when you were seeing that.
The song's called Rusting Out?
It's called Love Theme.
Love Theme.
Love Theme.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Robot Cops.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you kidding me? So we need to talk, Nathan.
Sure.
First of all, that last song had Robot Baby Making written all over it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You know
nice.
What I mean?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Give birth to a couple of metalheads.
Oh, sure. Nice, nice.
No, seriously, man. Like, there's something about this. So how come people... Oh, I have 9 questions, and they're converging into nothing. I don't understand people that don't get this music. Like, for someone listening to this, and they said, ugh, I don't want to be near them anymore. I don't like them. I don't want to be their friend. I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah.
That's how intense I am when it comes to musical choices, right?
Right, right.
Because there's... my assistant who does the editing of the show says I've been using this word too much. The ethereal aspect to what you do. There's a trend... Oh, here we go with another... It's almost like I'm on the Oprah Network now. There's a transcendence to this music. And I wonder... It pleases both sides of the brain.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
It has that linear cognitive, yeah. And then it has the emotive, right? It just encompasses everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we're all trying to express ourselves. Like, I'm really trying to show you how I feel with my guitar, you know?
Yeah.
But can you
not get too technical and just...
But there is a technical thing too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But have you ever found yourself getting too technical? Like this song is...
Yeah.
I get lost in the technical, and therefore I don't get lost in the song.
Oh, really?
And I think the listeners can pick up on that maybe sometimes.
Yeah, well, hopefully, like, the sound of it will be a good connection for them. I hope that, I can bring that technical in without losing the feeling. You
right,
know?
Right.
That's the balancing act. And I think of someone like Duke Ellington as being a great model for that, you know?
Right.
Like, how a lot of his stuff maybe would sound very plain, but then there'd be very rich things added in or very technical things added in. And I try to do the same thing when I write, like... You know, I hide it in there. It's deceptively tricky, some of this stuff, you know?
I like it.
I also think, am I allowed to talk?
Yeah. Am I allowed to talk?
Can I have to interject?
Yes, yeah. Michael.
I'm just a quiet bass player in the corner.
Yeah.
But I think, like, one of the things that works with this music is, like, with instrumental music, it's hard for people sometimes. But because Nathan made all these things have, like, a visual fake movie... Like, or show, you know,
yeah.
so your mind thinks about...
You're painting the picture ahead of time and then allowing us to jump in like a Dick Van Dyke chalk drawing from Mary Poppins.
Totally, yeah.
Exactly.
Is that what you're going to say, Michael?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Nathan Hiltz is who we're chatting with, and the rendition of himself today is, I don't even know if that makes sense, Robot Cops. Robot Cop number 1 is Michael. And Robot Cop number 2 is Rebecca. Rebecca Hennessy and Michael Herring. I want to let our listeners know. Sorry, I'm getting lost in the music here. What was he saying? Oh, we're going to let our listeners know that we're on Facebook Live. Right?
Yep.
Okay, Rachel's on it. Facebook Live, we're streaming live.
Hi.
Big wave to everybody out there. So go to our Facebook page, The Drew Marshall Show. Type it in, you'll find us. And then watch the video. Watch us. Watch these guys play. They're going to do another number here in just a minute for us. And I wanted to ask you about... the future of this music, because there seems to be some genres that are timeless and not a lot of new stuff gets injected into it.
Mm.
And I think jazz is one of those. Mm. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, completely wrong. Yeah, there's tons of great players like doing lots of stuff.
I'm not saying there's not new players. I'm saying, is there anything new jazz that has revolutionized jazz? Has someone come out and gone, this is the way I do jazz,
yes,
and no one's ever done jazz like this before,
and all of a sudden, the
jazz world is going, holy crap, this is a whole new kind of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
What about
the
whole world of, like, hip-hop guys? Like
what?
Like, what's his name? Kamasi Washington, who plays with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, Thundercat, who's involved with them.
You just ruined every thought I had about jazz by using the word hip-hop.
And these guys are making money, too. You know, like, Thundercat plays really messed up harmony, like really weird chords and weird melodies, does not give you a chorus that makes you, actually he does, it grooves really hard. But anyway, he plays at the Opera House to, 2,000 people or whatever.
Right.
You know, and
he's
doing really well.
So why is he getting the humans?
All this stuff about jazz being dead is just...
No, that's crap. I'm not saying that. No, I'm certainly, please don't hear me, I'm not saying jazz is dead. What I'm saying is it seems to be so timeless, and I'm wondering if there's a correlation between music, a genre that's timeless. And the reason it's timeless is because people are really not trying to reinvent it. It is a genre, and the genre is.
Mm.
But you're now saying, no, Michael, I'm not sure I like you being here anymore. You've contradicted all my theories.
I would suggest that it's a really wide, wide genre. Like, there's so many different styles. I mean,
right.
It's you can't just say, like, jazz is meaningless in a way. Jazz is more of an approach. It's really an approach. It's not a style, you know. I'm a musician who likes to improvise and play my instrument.
But isn't that just faking it, right? I mean, come on, be real to our listeners. I want to let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
This is how you define jazz. You make a mistake and do it again so that they don't think it was a mistake.
That would be a technique you could do. Yeah.
Right?
You could do that, yeah. Yeah,
that's
could be
one
done.
Approach.
The
for
technical
sure.
word is improvisation, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like you guys. I want y'all, the listeners, I want our listeners to go to this gig, Nathan Hiltz and the Robot Cops will be performing on March 27th at the Rex Hotel in Toronto, 6:30 to 8:30, so you don't have to be worrying about getting back to bed too late there, folks. For his Robot Cops album release party, he'll be joined by Rebecca Hennessy, who's here in the studio with us. Just wave to our Facebook live streaming folks. There you are, Rebecca Hennessy waving in the back. In case you didn't know which one was Rebecca. Michael Herring on the double bass. Big, big Michael. How tall are you, dude?
6'2".
Yeah. And Tim Shea playing guitar. Yeah, well done,
Drums.
Tim Shea.
Drums.
No, I'm just looking at you. We don't care about Tim. He's not here today. So, are you going to have another? Oh, wait, you said you had someone else. Lawrence Cotton.
Yes, rhythm, guitar, and voice.
A voice?
Yeah.
How many songs will there be of vocals?
One.
You're bringing one dude in for one song?
He's playing rhythm guitar, too.
He's earning his keep.
He's perfect for it, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like just the exact right person to do this job.
Of all the guitar gods that are out there that we just dropped names a little while ago, who is the best rhythm guitar player?
Oh, that's a good question.
And is that an oxymoron? Best rhythm? Because rhythm is meant to kind of be in the background, right?
Yeah, it's hard to pick the style, like stylistically. But, I mean, I would think of Doc Watson is the first one that comes into my head. I mean, the rhythm that he played that came out of his guitar.
Give us an example. Can you Doc Watson a little bit here?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Wow.
You know, it's like Carter Family, but like
it's very Carter Family.
Something like that. Yeah.
Carter Family on steroids.
Yeah, it's really good.
Kind of wrecks the whole Carter Family image there a little bit. But
yeah, well.
Yeah. Let's do another song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm far more interested in listening to your music than talking
to
you.
Yeah, totally.
Great.
That's a compliment, right?
Yeah.
That's
what it's all about.
I like you guys.
So this one is, at the front desk of the cop shop, there'd be a slightly overweight robot. I think he's blue, probably with a beard. He's a bumbly guy. They took him off the beat because he's just always making mistakes. He's always short-circuiting. He is the comic relief of the show. So this is his song, Comic Relief.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Nathan Hiltz and Robot Cops.
One, two, three, four.
Yes. 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 Let me just say we to all of our listeners out there from the other side. Dude, how do you recover from breaking a string? You just laughed at it and kept going like I would have cried or something.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just been a while. It's surprising. You know, I use pretty thick ones, so, you know.
Just avoid that string.
You're playing.
That's my recommendation.
Absolutely playing it. Well, that's yeah. Timing-wise, do you want to do another live song, or do you want us to spin you out on something?
Oh, why don't you play the outro song?
Yeah, okay,
we'll do that.
The website is NathanHiltz.com, NathanHiltz.com, H-I-L-T-Z. It's another Hiltz girl, Sarah Hiltz. Do you know Sarah?
Yeah.
Are you not related, are you?
Not related.
Are all the Hiltzes related? No.
Well, distantly.
I'm happy. You know what? I think you just officially introduced spring.
Happy spring. Yeah, it's nice to be here for spring.
No, it's a good vibe, man. Good vibe. All right, we're going to go out with one more of the track off of. Is this an album or just tracks? What is this?
I don't know. It's a recording of music.
Oh, thanks. What's
it'll be this? So iTunes, Spotify, all the
it'll
regular.
Get out there soon.
Everywhere but YouTube. It's not going to be up on YouTube.
Set
YouTube
song.
Does not pay enough.
It's okay. Set the song up.
So the last song is closing credits. And it gets a little bit more into the origin and the story of these two robots. And it's just simply called Outro. And we sang it, actually. The boys in the band sang it through a vocal synthesizer. So
really?
That's what you'll be hearing.
This is good,
in
man.
A few moments, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
It has a bossa nova kind of feel.
I like it a lot. I like it. Dude, thanks again, Nathan, and both of you.
Thanks,
thank you for making the trip
thank
out
you.
Here.
Thanks
so
for
good
us.
To have you. Have a listen to this, kids. When we come back, we're going to talk about money from a monk who used to be a marine. Yeah, I just said that. We are the-